Welcome to episode number 2. In this episode, my guest is technically myself, but I believe it's very important that I do include myself in this podcast, even if it's the second episode. I guess it probably should have been the very first one, but rather late than never. So obviously, anyone watching the podcast or listening to it, we have it on YouTube or all major platforms. So might be listening, might be looking, doesn't matter. I just want to say that I'm also skipping the intro on this podcast because the whole episode is basically the intro of the entire podcast itself. So just know you'll be hearing an intro and the rest for whenever there's a new listener joining in for the very first time, then they will understand exactly what the podcast is about. So in this one I want to tell my story as if I'm having a podcast with another guest on board, but in this one I am literally the guest and the host at the same time. So I have two roles to fill at the moment, but I can do it, no problem. So obviously, if you're watching or listening it, you will want to know who is the host as well. Like, what have I done? Where have I been that I'm able to host a podcast like this? I'm not just like a random guy that came from the hood. Just kidding. Obviously not. But I'm not just a random guy that came out of nowhere and decided to come and speak to entrepreneurs in Bali, because that's not what it is. I've been, since 2020 actually, I've been like, my whole mindset has changed. Obviously, I believe I'm still young, and I'm guessing most of the viewers will be more or less the same age, maybe a little bit older. I'm 27 now, so I guess my target audience will be maybe the youngest, I guess, will probably be 20, and that would be exceptions of people. But I guess around 30 will be the more ideal market for this, because we are teaching like business and entrepreneurship and all those kind of things. So I'm guessing this is not necessarily something that an 18-year-old or 19-year-old find interesting. So maybe 40 or 50-year-old, maybe, maybe not. I guess that's more 50-50. But I was 20... How old was I in 2020? This is 4 years ago. So 23 years old. So I was 23 years old when I came to the realization that I need to do something. I realized that I don't want to be in a 9-to-5 for the rest of my life. And this was during COVID, when we got locked up at home. And I, at that time, was working overseas, took a 2-week holiday, went to South Africa, which is home, and got locked, stuck in South Africa for 5 or 6 months. At that time, I realized, like, wow, I shouldn't be so dependent on a salary. This is not something I want to do. And in fact, even though a lot of people believe that a full-time job is a safe and secure way, clearly it's not. People were losing their jobs left, right, and center, losing their income. How are they supposed to support their family? Luckily, I was young. I didn't have to, but shame, my dad had to then support me and the rest of my family. And obviously, he was also affected by this. He had a business. He still continued to pay his employees, even though he didn't get any money from any customers for obvious reasons. So it was at that point when something clicked in my head, and I knew that I need to do something else. This 9-to-5 is not working for me. I was in yachting at that time, so I went back to yachts, but with a whole new mindset. Like, everything changed. I knew I had to do something. And I got started. I read my first book in that time during COVID, and that was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and that's a fantastic book. Actually, that was my second one. First one was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Both was during that COVID time. So both of them is very good. I do like Rich Dad, Poor Dad for the fact that it like also unlocks that thing. I can't put my finger on it. I can't say what it unlocks, but it locks something in your head to show you that there's something better out there. And in a way, I actually want this podcast to do the same. I want to show people sitting, whether it's in a cubicle, whether it's at a construction site, working on the site, if it's in an office doing paperwork, if it's, doesn't matter where it is, if it's in a mine, if you're listening to this while axing away on some rock, 10 meters below ground. I don't, it's probably way deeper than that anyway, but this is for those kind of people. I hope, and my whole goal with this podcast and the reason why I'm not going to stop is because I want to help those people unlock the same thing that I've unlocked in my time during that COVID, because that changed my life completely. For the rest of my life, it's going to be different just because of that one decision and realization that crossed my mind at that time. And I'm thankful today. It's only 4 years. I can't believe it's 4 years later. It feels like 10 years later. I've grown so much, I've learned so much, I've made so many mistakes, I've did so many good things. I just, so much has happened since then. Rich Dad Poor Dad was my very first book. Today I'm at 93 books that I've finished. This it's 4 years later. Why do I feel like it was only 2 years that I've been reading? I think I probably did like one or two books then, but not as much. And then in 2022, that's when I pressed the nosh button, the rocket fuel, and I just went full steam ahead. Like, some people will call me crazy, but I was working for 2 years nonstop. I was doing my full-time job, which was yachting, and that required about between 12 hours. Let's say 12 hours on average a day. Sometimes more, sometimes less. Let's just say 12 hours. That's a fair average, I would say. And then at the same time, I also had my personal things, which we will get to. Personal businesses and things that I was working towards. I don't want to say hustles. I am against the word hustle. I feel like a hustle is something people do but don't take seriously. So please don't call the things that you are working on, please don't call that a hustle. Because see it as a business, don't see it as a hustle. If you're going to see it as a hustle, you're going to treat it as a hustle. And it shouldn't be. It should be a business. From day one, it should be a business. Then you're just going to take everything more seriously. You're going to do everything the proper way. And you're going to scale a lot faster with that business mindset instead of a hustle mindset. But to get back to the point, I was working day and night. Literally, the people, my colleagues, they saw me. Sometimes I go out, spend some time with them, but most of the time I'm at home or on the boat where I was working. And while a lot of them are out drinking or whatever they wanted to do, I was continuing to work. While they were sleeping, I was continuing to work. Like, all my roommates, they will be going to bed and I'll still be typing, and will actually try and type as softly as possible because I don't want to wake or keep them awake, because obviously they also only have a certain amount of time to sleep. And usually we only had, like, I think if you had 8 or 9 hours of sleep, you're quite lucky. But I was literally living on 4 to 5 hours of sleep nonstop for those 2 years. So every single night, and this sounds, as I said earlier, people will think I'm crazy. This sounds like it's not possible, but it obviously, I didn't go just from 8 hours straight down to cut that in half to 4 hours. It started gradually, like it started at 7 hours and then 6 hours. And then closer to the end, it got so far as to 4 hours a day. And it's also like, I wanted to do that. It's not like it wasn't hard for me. That's the funny thing. Like, the willpower was so big that I wanted to only sleep 4 hours. To be honest, if I could sleep zero, I would have. But I can't. Obviously, I probably would die if that was the case. So I still slept 4 hours, but my body definitely adapted to less sleep. Yes, I do not promote this. This is definitely unhealthy, but my goals was big. I knew this is something I wanted to do, and I knew I had to do it if I want to make my goals a reality. I knew I probably could have slept 4 hours, 8 hours a day, but it probably would have taken me a lot longer than 2 years to get that, to get the accomplishments and the level, to reach the level that I am today. And to cut to the end of the story, I'm skipping that major part now where I was just working my butt off. But just to cut to where I am today, this is now end of Feb, beginning of March 2024, and in January I have quit my full-time job in yachting, and I booked a flight to Bali, and since then I've been basically living in Bali. I'm still on a tourist visa, but I like Bali so much, I'll be going home to South Africa in May, and then I'll be coming back on a working visa, or like a business investment visa, because I believe I want to start businesses here in Bali as well. So then I'll create like a living for myself here, but I'll be between South Africa and Bali, because I obviously want to be home as well, but I like Bali so much, it's such a nice place. So I've managed to build myself businesses and income that I was able to quit my job. Yes, it was stressful. Yes, it's a massive leap to take. I literally had to jump in head first, and I was contemplating. It was such a big decision. There was about 6 months, maybe a little bit more, that I was financially able to quit, but it was just such a big step that I didn't have the courage to actually take it. Until something came along and I took that as a sign that it's my time. So at that point I gave 1 month notice, and it was on the 28th of January 2024, which was my last working day as an employee, and I'm very proud to say that. I believe strongly that I deserve that. It was tough before then. I was literally working day and night. I sacrificed time with my family. During those 2 years, when I left South Africa, and this was 2022, I went home for my dad's funeral in South Africa, and then that was also actually part of the whole thing and how it happened. my dad's funeral, it had like a, also like a wakening in my head where I was like, I already had it, but at that point it was just like fueling, like I realized how short life actually is. And to put it in perspective, my dad, he was 56, I believe, or 57 when he passed away. And he always said that when he was my age, like around 25, at that time I was 25, if when he was my age and he heard of someone passing away at like in their 50s, he would have thought like, ah, it's okay, they had their life. But he said that he's in his 50s now and he feels like his life is not even halfway yet. And then when we lost him, I realized just how short life actually is. And I realized like I have to do something. I want to make him proud. I want to achieve goals in my life. I don't want to be stuck in a job where I'm not happy, the people around me are not happy. I want to get out there and I want to accomplish something. I want to get somewhere in my life where I can make him proud, even though he might not be there anymore. I know that he will be looking down with a smile on his face. So that's my goal. And if I can help other people to do it at the same time, if I can inspire other people to achieve the same goal or whatever their goal might be, that will be the ultimate for me. So that's what this podcast is for. And this is why I'm not going to give up. I'll be making a podcast every single week. And hopefully show the people out there that might be sitting in a cubicle, that might be living a life where they are not happy. And show them that there's something better out there. Life is too short to be sitting in a place where you're not happy. Life is too... It's not a place where we should be selling our time for salary that will be coming in at the end of each month. I feel like our time is worth so much more than whatever number is on that paycheck. We are so used to seeing that number and accepting it as if it's okay to sell another month of a life just to make some business operate or keep a business going. How can we put a number on the time we have on earth? I don't believe we can. So that's why I took matters in my own hands and decided that I'm going to make that number closer to what I know my time is worth. I believe we all have a lot less time on earth than what we think. I think my time and anybody else's time is going to come sooner than we think. Time flies by so fast. If I'm 27 now, and if I'm as lucky as my dad was to reach, let's say if I'm lucky enough to reach 60, then it means that I'm already almost halfway in my life. But I feel like my life hasn't even started yet. I've finished school, and I feel like that's just, that doesn't even count as your life. That's just to set you off on a good foot, to set you on a good path. And after school, then you're in that mode of like, life is so good, you just live on. And then I believe some, but maybe not all, some people come to the realization of there's something better, then I better do something about my life and not stay stuck where I am now. And I'm under the impression that some people might not be so lucky to realize that. And their time might come sooner than they think before they even realize that. And I hope that anyone listening to this podcast will come to that realization if they haven't already and achieve some amazing things in their life. They don't necessarily have to do the things that the people or the entrepreneurs do in this podcast. It's not, the goal is not necessarily for them to copy them, but to get inspiration from the things that they do, and hopefully they can, the listeners can use the knowledge that they learn from all the different ways and strategies and ideas to create their own story. And just how, imagine how amazing it will be if one day, let's say 3 years from now, on podcast number 900 and something, just imagine how cool it would be if the listener, you listening to this, are invited on the podcast to come and tell your story of how you came to that awakening, if you weren't there already, through this podcast, and then what you did about it, how you literally share your story, how you turned just that mindset into a goal, and that goal into a business, and that business into a lifestyle, and that lifestyle into freedom. I am today happy for all the things that has happened to me, good or bad, because it's the bad things that has happened to me that helped me to have the freedom today that I have today. I don't work for anybody now. I work on my own terms, on my own time. I love working. So I actually still work more than the normal person. But it's because I love it. Like, I can't stop. I don't want to stop. It's torture for me to stop. I tried to take a weekend off once in Berlin. And I went there and it just wasn't like, it was more torture than it was like a weekend off. Luckily, I had my laptop there, so I started working again. And then I felt better. I just couldn't sit still. I felt like it was a waste of my time, and my time is precious. So I didn't want to waste a single moment, and I jumped back to work. So I hope, and this will be honestly a dream come true, I hope that I can feature some of my listeners, especially you, if you are listening to this, especially from the beginning of the podcast, if you are one of the first listeners, we've only had 24 plays on our very first episode. This is going to be the second episode. So up until today, we've only had 24 downloads, 24 downloads. That's nothing. I hope for it to become millions, so that hopefully we'll be changing lives of millions. That's my goal. That's what this podcast is about. Now you know a bit more about myself. And I hope that I've inspired some of you. I hope that I've made the impression on some of you to want to listen to more episodes, to then learn from those examples and learn what the entrepreneurs are doing, that they are able to live in Bali remotely, work online, or maybe even on location here for some reason, if they have business here. But the lifestyle is just so much different. Like, everyone's so happy, relaxed. It's not like the corporate world where it's just like a cubicle every day and people are just there to get their work done, to get the number that they want at the end of the month, that their life is worth, in their opinion, which I disagree with. But that's this podcast. That's podcast number 2. That's my story. That's my life. Probably not as much on my business, but that's why this podcast is here. This is the intro of the whole podcast, not the intro of the episode. That will be just a short summary of the idea of the podcast. This is there to hopefully unlock that new mindset for people. And if you are unsure about how to unlock that in your mindset, then follow us, follow me on the podcast, so that you can learn and see what other people do, and follow on any kind of platform. I'm trying to be on as much as I can, as many platforms as I can. I try and be as active and on all of them as I possibly can. I think I'm dedicating my life more to helping others now than actually helping myself. I've managed to do that already, so now that I've accomplished that, my second goal would be to help others. It's like in the airport or in the airplane where they say you put your own oxygen mask on before you help others. So mine is on now. Let me help you. And follow, subscribe. Thanks for listening to the first one. And I'm super excited to feature you one day to listen to your story. That's me, Daniel Heisamen. Episode number 2, the intro.